Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you, and hope you had a great service last night. How was your church service Wednesday night? My, we had a delightful time. Little different service for us here at Bible Baptist Church, but we kind of centered the entire service around the Lord's table and our partaking of the unleavened bread and the juice, the grape juice, and commemorating the death of Jesus on the cross, his suffering for us, and read different scriptures that went along with that. And the Lord really gave us a wonderful, wonderful meeting together, and we thank him for his goodness and his grace to us. And hope you had a good church service where you were, that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and most importantly, that God spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed right in the middle of the week. And I know this is a time when the disciples struggled and they had a hard time because he was in the grave. But guess what? Up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain. And now he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose. He arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. And we're thankful he's going to rise out of that grave. And he did a little over 2,000 years ago now. Hard to believe, isn't it? And soon he's coming back for us, my friend. And I see it's got to be soon. It just has to be soon. And we're looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to talk to you a little bit, not about that, but about this subject. If not now, when? 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Where the Bible says this, "We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." It was October 11th, 1990, and I got a call from a local hospital. Jim McAvoy, his wife was Mary Jean. He was a commercial fisherman from Alaska. He was there in the hospital in Arizona. And he said, "I'm dying of a brain tumor." He said, "I'm not spiritual. I'm not ready to die. Will you get me ready to die?" "Well, absolutely." And I laid the phone down, hung the phone up, drove to the hospital, went through the plan of salvation with he and his wife, and they both asked Jesus Christ to be their Savior. That was October 11th. On the 21st of October, they came to church and walked the aisle and made their profession of faith. I baptized them on the 28th of October. And on November the 28th, Jim McAvoy took his last breath on earth and took his first breath in heaven. Oh, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. And I want to ask you today, my friend, if you don't receive Christ as your Savior today, when do you plan to do it? When do you plan to do it? Like Felix in the Bible, you'll wait for a more convenient time, but that more convenient time never came as far as we know. Like Agrippa, will you say, and maybe some of you do say, "Almost. You persuade me to be a Christian." But as far as we know, Agrippa died without Christ as his Savior. Oh, we press upon you today. I would press upon you, my friend. Now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. I press upon you the importance of that word now. And the question I would ask you, if not now, when? If not now, when? If you're not saved now, when will you get saved? When will you come to Christ? And are you guaranteed you have tomorrow? Are you guaranteed you'll have next week? Are you guaranteed you'll have next month? If you're not saved now, when will you get saved? And then I would ask you this, if you're saved and you've never been scripturally baptized, if you're not baptized now, when do you plan to do it? Acts chapter 8, Philip is told by the Spirit to catch up to the chariot there, and the eunuch is reading Isaiah, and Philip takes unto him the same scripture and preaches unto him Jesus, and the man receives Christ as Savior, and he wants to be baptized. And he stops the chariot. He says, well, here's water beside the road here. Here's a little lake or whatever it was. And we say, what doth hinder me from being baptized? And of course, Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he went down in the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. He didn't say, I think I need to wait till I feel more comfortable. He didn't say, well, I'd better wait till I get home. You see, baptism is not a when thing, it's a now thing. He immediately was baptized. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 41, on the day of Pentecost, when the word of God was preached and the gospel was preached and 3,000 put their faith in Jesus Christ, the Bible says they that gladly received his word were baptized. I mean, right then, right now, first day, first time, right away. When the jailer got saved in the middle of the night. In the wee hours of the morning after the earthquake, and Mrs. Jailer and the little jailers all got saved. The Bible says he took them the same hour of the night and they were baptized. You see, baptism is obedience. And God desires instant, complete obedience. That's all. If not now, when? When are you going to get baptized? If not now, when are you going to get saved? Hey, if you're not going to learn the Bible now, when do you plan on learning the Bible? 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But the Bible's laid around since Sunday. It's Thursday, my friend. You have to look for it when it comes time for church again. You haven't seen it. What happened to thy word I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee? You haven't. When's the last time you memorized a verse in the Bible? You say, well, now, Pastor, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's not true. You can't teach a dead dog new tricks, but you can teach an old dog new tricks. This book is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. That this book will not just, it'll change you. It won't just inform you, it'll change you. It'll transform you. Get in the book. You name the name of Christ. And you say you love God, but you go weeks without the Bible or weeks without prayer, weeks without talking to God and walking with God. But if you don't learn God's word now, when do you plan to? If you don't learn to pray now, when do you plan to? If you don't love your spouse now, when do you plan to start? If you don't desire to know God now, when do you plan to? You see, God is concerned with now. God is always in the present. That's why he said, I am. I am. He's the great I am. Not I was, or even I will be, but I am. Paul would say, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And then he went on to say, I'm ready to preach. He didn't say I used to. He didn't say I'm planning to. He didn't say I'm gonna. I am. If not now, if you're not saved now, when do you plan to get saved? If you're not baptized now, when do you plan to get baptized? If you don't know the Bible now or learn the Bible now and spend time with God now, when do you plan to? If you don't win souls now, when do you plan to? Every day, nearly 200,000 people go into eternity. There's over 1 million runaway children every year. If you don't aim to win people to Christ now, when are we going to do it? If you don't, do you know the plan of salvation? You know what someone has to do to be saved. You know the command of God, but you don't tell anybody about Jesus. If you don't go now, when do you plan on going? When do you plan on starting? The truth is, if you don't start now, when never comes. When never comes. Within 24 hours, the world knew about John F. Kennedy's death. Within 24 hours, the world knew about Lucille Ball's death. But it's been over 2,000 years. Since the death of Jesus Christ, and millions have never heard. Shame on us. Shame on us. Let me ask you this. If you don't have a Christian home now, when do you plan on having one? Husband, if you don't love your wife now, when do you plan on loving her? Wife, if you don't love your husband now, when do you plan on starting? Parents, if you don't train your children now, when do you plan on doing it? If you don't have a family altar now, when do you plan on having one? If you don't take your family to church now, when do you plan on taking them to church? Is there any evidence in your home at all that it's a Christian home? Is the Bible read? Is there prayer time? Is there godly music? Is there discipline of children? Is there anything at all that goes on in your daily life at home that would say this is a Christian home? If you don't have a Christian home now, when do you plan on having one? If you're not saved now, when do you plan on getting saved? If you're not baptized now, when do you plan on getting baptized? If you don't win souls now, when do you plan on witnessing for Christ? If you don't spend time with God now and get to know God now, when do you plan on doing that? If you don't have a Christian home, when do you plan on having one? And lastly, if you don't submit to God now, when do you plan on submitting to God? Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You're not obeying those verses. When do you plan on obeying? If not now, when? You're 18. You're 22. You're 25. You're 30. You're 40. You're 50. And yet you're not yet 100% sold out for God. You've never presented your body a living sacrifice holy unto God. Christ is not your Lord. Your all is not on the altar. And I would ask you, if not now, when will it happen? Will it take the doctor saying cancer? Will it take a phone call to say your loved one's been in a wreck? Will it take a child's sickness or death? Will it take a financial loss or ruin? What will it take for you to submit to God and quit your pornography? What will it take for you to submit to God and quit your lust? What will it take for you to submit to God and quit your selfishness? What will it take for you to submit to God and quit your tobacco? What will it take for you to submit to God and quit your drinking? What will it take for you to submit to God and be 100% Christian? What will it take for you to know this book? What will it take for you to put God first? What will it take for you to have God's power? What will it take for you to live a holy life? What will it take for you to win people to Christ? What will it take to you to tithe your income? What will it take for you to be faithful to serve God? If not now, when? You've longed for sweet peace and for joy to increase. And you've earnestly, fervently prayed. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control? You can only find rest and be perfectly blessed as you yield Him your body and soul. And the question is, if not now, when? If not now, when? If you will, call on the Lord today and ask Him to be your Savior. Let us know about it. We'd like to rejoice in your decision, and we'd like to send you some material that will help you get started in your Christian walk. Let's do it today. Now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.